Today on Faith Matters, we're going to get to know Mark Frankian, our Ministry Operations Director. Welcome to Faith Matters. I'm Dan Jarms.
I'm Seth Weber.
Faith Matters is a podcast about matters of the Christian faith and matters of Faith Bible Church. Today, we're going to do something just really specifically for Faith Bible Church. We want to get a chance for you to know Mark and Nanette Frankian. We have Mark, we had Mark in the studio last week and did an interview that hopefully will help you get to know him a little bit. In the studio, I have with me Mark Frankian. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
Good. Mark is our new Ministry Operations Director. It's really a joy to have you on board, Mark. We went through a lengthy interview process, and I got to know Mark quite a bit through that process, which has been a real joy. And he and his wife, Nanette, have moved to Eastern Washington from Southern California, Burbank, Santa Clarita, where there are palm trees, to a place where palm trees are inside, maybe, if you want them. Mark, we're glad to have you on board.
Thank you. Yeah, we're glad to be here.
So what we want to do today is just get to know the Frankians a little bit, and for Mark and Nanette to not have to repeat themselves 400 times about their story, although they're happy to do that. They've been super gracious to everybody so far. So Mark, why don't you give us a little bit of your background, and starting back for, how'd you meet Nanette?
We met actually on Valentine's Day. That's
That's
hard to do.
This might go out on Valentine's Day.
We have our anniversary coming up. We met at an ice cream social that our college career group put on. Homemade ice cream, bring your favorite topping. And
yours was?
Mine was, yeah, I don't know. I helped make the ice cream.
Oh, there you
go. So homemade vanilla ice cream. That was the foundation for all that. So I don't remember if I even brought a topping, actually.
All right. But you met at a college career group.
Yes. And we were both out of college, but met in Glendale at a home of a friend, and got to know each other. And I put off asking her out as long as I possibly could. So it was the day after Thanksgiving that year, 1986, when we first went out. And then, so we were married in January 89, so 33 years and about 3 weeks ago. Four beautiful daughters, two son-in-laws, two grandkids, spread out over three states, California, Texas, Idaho, and now Washington. Okay. We're the only ones here. But yeah, we're glad to be here, and
that's great.
Kind of a windy road to get us here.
So tell me about your kids.
Our kids, we have four daughters, ages 29 down to 22. Our first, our oldest, was born on my birthday.
Oh,
and
your birthdays.
Yes, we do. And actually now we share that same day with our granddaughter.
Wow.
So three of us born on the same date. So yeah, our older two are married and younger two are not. Michaela, Nate, and Castaic near Santa Clarita in California. And Karis and Matt and their two kids in Boise area, and then Abigail in San Antonio, and Gwen down in Southern California still.
Wow. Okay. So two still in California, two in other places.
Yes.
All right.
And all thankfully walking with the Lord, so we're grateful for that.
So you've been married 33 years. So this process from the career you had to a ministry career, you've been praying about and thinking about for a few years. Why don't you give me the background on that? Like, how did this happen that it moved from the career that you're in? Maybe tell everybody briefly what the career was, and then.
Yeah, I worked in the geotechnical engineering industry for almost 30 years, a little more actually if you count the part-time years of high school and college. But I was there full time since 1993,
okay.
And I thought it was going to be temporary. The Lord had worked to save me in college and give me a vision for serving Him locally through the church and maybe even overseas. So ended up finding that out by going to seminary, and wasn't really sure why at first. But by the end of that, thought we'd be church planting overseas. That never happened, but we did help start a church in the Burbank Glendale area in Southern California, and was an elder there for about 10 and a half years. All our kids were born down there, and then moved from there to Santa Clarita 2003, all the while working, thinking it would be a temporary thing, possibly end up on staff there at the church or overseas in missions. And different opportunities came and went, but never anything that we thought was from the Lord. So we just never did that.
Yeah, so you're really looking at an empty nest.
Yeah.
And that's when you and Nanette said, we want to think about ministry in a local church in a ministry position.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So that's what the last 2.5 years were, kind of praying that through that and talking with some friends and looking at a couple of different opportunities. And that's how the Lord led us here, actually applying for the family pastor position. And just the philosophy of ministry and the things you guys were doing here was really attractive.
Yeah. So I got Mark's resume, and he's looking for family ministry, which we did talk about. And I saw his experience and said, we have something we really, really, really need. And you have the experience in it, which is the ministry operations, which is really the operations side. With a church like Faith Bible Church, with a lot of ministries and moving parts, we just need an organizational mind. So we've been getting to know Mark. Let me tell you one fun story about Mark. He sends me his cover letter and his resume, having already listened to a lot of our podcasts and read through our doctrinal statement. He'd already done a lot of the things, and that's the first candidate to any position Faith Bible Church has ever done that's been so thorough. And I thought, hey, here's somebody who's thorough. We need a person who's thorough. So it was really exciting for us to watch God's giftedness. On a principle level, like on a what God does in somebody's life, what is super encouraging to me is that at Empty Nest, you and Nanette are saying, we want to make a kingdom impact. We want to make a kingdom impact. We want to make an impact through a local church. And we think we could do that at a greater level by moving from a business career, which can make a kingdom impact doing that, to jumping in. So I just say that some of you are listening and you're 5 years away from, 10 years away from Empty Nest. And the Frankians like us have said, we want to be maximally used in our Empty Nest years by the Lord and by his kingdom. And sometimes that's in grandkids' lives. Sometimes that's in ministry life. So you moved and your kids are far away. So that must've been a hard decision.
It's not was not an easy choice. It still is not. We love our kids, love our grandkids. If we could snap our fingers and all be close together, I would do that in a heartbeat. But there are greater things at stake, and the Lord has worked to guide them. We believe where they are, and we also believe, as difficult as times as it was to think through, are we really going to move out of state? Are we really going to move 1,200 miles to a place we don't know, to people for the most part we don't know, and change careers at almost age 60. Yeah, that was not all easy, but we trust the Lord. We know that he's faithful. He's brought us to this point. He's brought us through what I thought was a temporary career of almost 3 decades to learn some things, not only professionally, but personally, that I could not have learned really any other way. Mm-hmm. And we really believe the Lord wanted us to take steps of faith to see where he'd want us and could use us. And it was a mutual thing. It was, again, not easy for Nanette, but same kind of thing. We think the Lord can use her here and use you all in our lives. Mm-hmm. We're convinced of that. And another funny thing, I remember in the email and cover letter to you originally, saying that even if the Lord does not want us at Faith Bible Church, we believe he wants us at a place like Faith Bible Church, where the Lord and his word is central and sought to be lived out, you know, relationally and in ministry and in life and that kind of thing. So that was really important to us. It still is. And we're really thankful to be here and going on 3 weeks now that it is that for us. Mm-hmm. You guys have been a real encouragement to us, and it's been a blessing.
All right, let's change direction here. Let's do a little fun facts about the Frankians. So I'm just going to ask you some questions that are related to that. So like favorite candy bar?
I'm going to go with Payday.
Payday. Nice. Yeah. Favorite basketball team?
Lakers.
That's fair enough. Favorite football team?
I mean, Steelers.
Steelers?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I had a brother.
Even though the Rams are in the Super Bowl.
I know. My first favorite team was the Steelers.
Yeah.
And then we got the Seahawks, who were never very good. So the Steelers remained my favorite team until the Seahawks finally
got better. Yeah.
Well,
there's this kindred spirit there. I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know you're a Steeler fan.
Yeah. Terry Bradshaw, Lynn Swan.
Yeah.
Franco Harris, Mean Joe Green.
Mean Joe Green.
Look at us.
Jack Lambert.
Nice. Like some of the longtime sports aficionados might appreciate that.
Yeah.
Or buy us Seahawks gear. And then you could be a normal Faith Bible Church member and wear your Seahawks jersey on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be praying about that. Yeah. I don't know about that.
That is not a dig on you, Faith Bible Church, if you wear your Seahawks gear on Sunday. That's just fine. Interesting, but just fine. Favorite things you like to do to unwind?
We like to be outside. I'd say walking, hiking, running, or just relaxing, cup of tea, cup of coffee, reading, talking.
Okay. Yeah, both are active. Nanette's a runner.
Yes.
Are you a runner?
Technically speaking, yes.
Technically speaking.
Yes.
Linda and I are not runners. We are not hikers. We are walkers. Like, we used to imagine that we were hikers, but in the end, we don't like the danger of hiking. So we're walkers. We're admitting that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's good to know where you are.
Yeah. Know your strengths. Mm-hmm. Does it involve wading in mud? It's not for us.
Yeah.
And then things you love to do with your kids.
A meal for sure. Maybe a fire, either indoors or outdoors. We also play disc golf. That's a fun one. Yeah.
Let's talk about excitement about the local church. So one of the things that stood out to me getting to know Mark is how he's just always been really embedded in the local church.
Yeah, I think that really just comes from reading the Bible. I think the centrality of the community of God in this era is the church. And all our relationships besides family have come from that. And I think that's how the Lord intended it. Local believers, local leadership. I just think any that's a foundation for anything else we could do. So that was just our understanding of Scripture and the importance of that. And it was real important in our kids' lives, doing intergenerational things, kind of building in different generations, not only ones older than us. So we would have kind of built-in discipling, but then our kids also had that in Bible studies and prayer groups. And of course, we were a small church also, mm-hmm. our church plant. But just real critical for us and our kids.
All of us need a place in the local church where we're serving, and you're going to have that on steroids. You're going to have plenty of places to serve. But all of us need a place in a local church where we are really invested in well. So what kind of relationships do you guys look forward to when you think of, I need people to speak into me and my wife's life? What kind of things do you look for?
I think the Lord's blessed us with never really, at least not consistently, thinking that it's a one-way street. I mean, that, I never really thought of relationships as either something that I pour into or something where someone else pours into me. Mm-hmm. But it's always been a two-way street. We've learned from our kids. We've learned from each other. We've learned from people in every stage of life and every era of our lives. So I think, we're excited about getting to know people and getting involved, not only for me at work, what is work, but also seeing what we can do otherwise, visiting college group, learning more about biblical counseling, mm-hmm. Women's, I'm going to the men's breakfast Saturday. So just seeing what the Lord does to connect us with people and build relationships. And that's already begun, but I just think looking forward to how he'll do that beyond what I'll call work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the guarantees that I made Mark is that this is going to be a place where he's going to find people who will speak into his life. Yeah. So part of that's on me as his friend and co-pastor, but also that needs to happen across the church. So yeah. We have relationships across the church where godly, wiser people in different areas than us. All of us have our experience, and all of us need people with different experiences to help us. So pray that you and Nanette would find those friendships. Then one of the other things that really stood out to us in the process of getting to know Mark is that he loves to disciple. So you love to invest in people. And what kinds of things in the past, what has been some of the most exciting ministry opportunities you've had?
I would say the twofold, the intergenerational. I always enjoyed that as an adult.
What do you mean by that?
I mean different ages doing ministry together. Mm-hmm. So be it a small group, not just everyone at the same stage of life in the group that we're in. We really enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Really enjoy working with parents. Mm-hmm. Because for me, that was a real challenge. We both are, at least when we got married, we're in a big way first generation believers. So mm-hmm. we knew we didn't know what we were doing. Mm-hmm. So we kind of started out basically being more strict than we thought we would want to be, but and intentionally trying to grow and loosen up as we matured.
Are you saying that you started out uptight?
Yeah, you could say that, I think. Yeah. And even timing the kids' naps and stuff and setting timers and just, we just knew we didn't know anything. So we got conflicting opinions and so we just kind of said, well, we don't know and we know we don't know. So let's just start somewhere.
And you had some people tell you some very specific, tangible things and like they kind of worked. Some things that you're looking forward to, maybe Mark, about ministering here. So what are you looking forward to or excited about that you bring from your background to Faith Bible Church? What are you excited about?
I'm excited about probably two things. One is being part of a team. Mm-hmm. I think I am a good team member. I think I can lead when needed, but follow as needed as well. Mm-hmm. And just fit in a variety of ways that could help. I know in the interview process, talking through that and just even on the website and so on, that was something that attracted me to the plurality of elders and the team aspect of ministry and philosophy is important to me. Part of that is knowing that I'm weak in areas and that I need help. So I think there are, let's say, project management or supervision experiences I've had that'll help. Mm-hmm. But I think also that I'll need help in the specifics here, be it the different apps that are used or QuickBooks or those kinds of things. We're not starting from scratch. Things are going, things are happening, learning the system and fitting into that. So I'm excited both to learn some new things, but also to fit into a team and bring what I can to that.
Yeah, and we've gotten to know Nanette in the process too. I think our wives walked this morning. Mm-hmm. And she is a super servant-hearted. Immediately, I can see you both as show up and serve people. Yeah. So just immediately, that's been encouraging. Mark and Nanette love to pray, so they have just dove right into our 8 a.m. pre-service prayer time, and that's really encouraging. So as we look forward, hopefully Faith Bible Church, this is a help. I would just encourage you, invite the Frankians over. They're not picky people. They're super flexible, super chill people, as my kids like to say. They're chill. They want to get to know you. You can get to know them. Make sure you say hi to them. Anything else that you'd want to share, Mark?
We'll be asking your names, or you can volunteer your names more than once. We look forward to it.
Okay. So thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on Faith Matters, and hopefully that will help you get to know the Frankians well. Like I said in the interview, reach out to them, get to know them. I'm sure they enjoy tea and coffee and lunch and a variety of things. And if you're looking for a guy or a gal who can invest in you and help you think through career decisions, it's really nice to have somebody who's had some significant experience. And
they're not all booked up yet because they don't know anyone here.
Yeah, right. So
jump at the opportunity while it's still there.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for joining us.